Talk about anything without fear of consequences, and that's why I call it Radio Free America. Well, hey, the most important thing coming this week is on Tuesday at early morning Tuesday, there is a worldwide global meditation, and everybody listening to me right now, I want you to participate. Do your part. At 1:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and you can figure out if you're in another time zone from that, there's going to be a global meditation for opening up a portal to the faster vibrating realms, the heavenly realms. And it's important that we participate in this, you know? If you want a better future for the world, a world of peace and no more evil, well, then you ought to be willing to participate in this. It's a 20-minute meditation. It's not what the hell you think. Man, if you never did these type of meditations, you have no idea how easy it is. And you can find out all about it. If you're on Twitter, go to We Love Mass Meditation. Hey, if you just want to go to the internet, go to the, hey, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Spelled just like it sounds. August 12th, 1:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is the first of three August meditations designed to open up a portal to bring more of the heavenly realms to earth. We all want this. We all want peace. We're tired of the violence and the evil. And this is an opportunity for everyone to get involved. It has nothing to do with governments, those crooked organizations or stupid laws or anything like that. It has to do with what's in your heart. If you want peace on earth, finally, and the removal of all evil, then you ought to be interested in participating in this global mass meditation. There's nothing more important happening on August 12th than at 1:30 a.m., where you need to log in on your computer and participate for 20 minutes. These meditations are so easy, and they explain to you how easy it is, and all you have to do is envision light being brought into our world. Use your mental abilities. We all know how to put a picture in our mind, and essentially that's what this is all about. As many people as possible getting together and following a certain image described to you about thinking about light coming into our world, light from God, light from the central suns. It's that easy. You have no excuse for not participating unless you fall asleep and are not awake at 1:30 a.m. August 12th. Well, I felt that was an important message to put out there. And there'll be two more following on August 18th and August 21st. And for those of you who don't know, August 21st is a very special day. According to the fifth book of Revelation, that's the true birth of Jesus of Nazareth, the one who became known as Jesus Christ. And if you're not aware about that information, you're just not aware about it. But it's out there and you can find it. This is August 9th, so it's not far away. Come on, write yourself a note to be up at 1:30 a.m. Tuesday, early Tuesday morning at 1:30 a.m. on the Eastern Daylight Savings Time. You know, it might be a little different if you're in another time zone. Yeah, if you're on the West Coast, it'll be at the end of August 11th. Well, you can figure that out for yourself. Anyhow, that's a very important message. And by the way, hey, this is a calling video show. Number here is 888-627-6008. You got anything important to say, hey, call me in. And we'll focus the conversation on what you think is important to be revealed to the listening audience. Anyhow, that is the important message. Pass it along, please. The more people that participate in this unifying global meditations, the more powerful these meditations will be and the more good effects it will bestow upon us all. You know, the elite are less than 1% of the population, and they don't truly represent us. And so it's very important that we get involved in these things with global meditations, because it's proven scientific fact. When a lot of people focus on the same thing, it emphasizes that, and statistics change. If we were to do that about real peace in Gaza, well, we would see a change. But who's, you know, there's not enough people participating to make that change. The elites are still holding all the cards, and if they want to make the Palestinians suffer, it's going to be their call. But that can be negated with global meditations. Hey, listen, this is called a radio show. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, call in, I'll explain it to you. And so anyhow, what's really interesting about this Tuesday, it's like building up to it. For instance, at, if we're talking about Eastern Daylight Time, which is my time, New York City area time, we're talking that this is how it builds up for August 12th. At 9:55 p.m. August 11th, there's going to be some significant conjunctions between planets. And then at 11:31 p.m. August 11th, there's going to be more significant conjunctions. And then finally, at 1:30 a.m., a triple planet conjunction happens, and that's the time that we all need to get together and meditate together for the purpose of bringing good vibrations into planet Earth. And the more people that get involved in these things, the more powerful the effect is. And I've explained this before, I think, but for you new listeners, I'm explaining it again. Well, let me just move along here. Oh, and by the way, so that the three major things in August will be Tuesday, August 12th, Monday, August 18th at 3:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and Thursday, August 21st at 5:02 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And one builds up onto the other. They're cumulative. So that a gigantic portal to bring more light and good vibrations into planet Earth will happen on August 21st. And I already told you, but I got to say it again, the significance of August 21st, that's Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ's birthday on planet Earth when he visited here to give God's message of love. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, hey, call and radio show, call and I'll explain it to you. Anyhow, when I speak, I know what the hell I'm talking about. Hey, prove me wrong, you know? So there was something interesting on the actually BoobTube TV. They had some thing about Loch Ness, you know, Loch Ness Monster, Nessie. And they made a lot of comments, you know, a lot of people talked, and there was a lot of things about a lot of investigations. Apparently, the lake is a pretty big lake. Goes its low point 795 feet deep or something, but you know, with today's technology, you can send submersible robotic instruments down that lake. It's 23 miles long. Well, one day you can send a couple of vehicles down at different depths and comb the whole lake from one end to the other with robotic technology and modern equipment, and you'll find out one way or another where there's something there or not. Of course, it requires money to do that much. But, you know, with today's technology, we can absolutely find out whether there is a big sea creature there or not. But what was interesting about this thing on TV was the fact that Loch Ness sightings were also compared with Lake Champlain in the United States. It's kind of like on the Vermont-New York state border. And what was also discovered that both of these deep water lakes have a large presence of quartz. And if you know anything about quartz, well, quartz is the one element on Earth that can handle all types of frequencies. And then they brought into the fact the correlation that these might be extraterrestrial creatures that were brought here, and they're living their lives out in these deep lakes. But if we really wanted to find out, are they there or not? The technology is at our hands, and we can scope the whole lake in one day, either one of them, with underwater sea craft, with cameras and lighting as to what's ahead. And we'll find out one way or another. And I mentioned three different depth rates because, you know, we send this submersible thing with lights shining. You know, if there's a creature there, you might decide to travel at a different height. So I said we need at least three different height levels to so he can't escape detection easily. And, well, that's my statement on the Loch Ness Monster. Whoa. You know, everything in life is common sense. Now, I just want to go back and remind everybody about Tuesday, August 12th, 1:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Participate this. You go on the internet. You go to 2012portal.blogspot.com, or if you're on Twitter, you can go to We Love Mass at We Love Mass Meditation. And there's probably other sites to go on too, but participate in this. You know, all these meditations on the that are advertised, they use UTC time, which is the universal time coordinating. The place in Greenwich, Great Britain, we'll call it. And they also call it GMT, Greenwich Mean Time. And it also equals the Coordinated Universal Time. But UTC is about 4 hours ahead of Eastern Daylight Time. Basically, that's how it works. So, please participate. Find your time and participate. You know, we're talking about the future of the human race here, really. And the reason that these days are being used is because of the astrological aspects You know, most of us don't give two shits about astrology, but finally, somewhere down the line, I began to understand what it's all about. When certain planets, sometimes suns, are aligned in a certain definite direction altogether, their vibrational energies combine to provide additional energy to whatever somebody wants to use it for. That's why people study. That's why the elites study astrology or have their own astrologers. So they can take advantage of, it's like free energy, free power. And like I said, most of us don't give two craps about it because the truth is you don't need this to accomplish things. But those who do seek these correlations have an advantage over us that don't in most cases, but not always, because nothing is really absolute. There's exceptions to everything, and there have been exceptions to the exceptions. Which reminds me, that's in my book, Connected Dots Theory. If you haven't read this book, you haven't read anything. Because in 100 pages of text, I explain more than any other book of short of 100 pages has ever explained. And I get it all in 100 pages. That's right. No filler. Just honest to God truth and, you know, logical correlations connecting the dots. If you read that book, but you won't know unless you read it, and you see I've been in the earth, hey, this is call and radio show. You always have the opportunity to call up and tell me, hey, you made a mistake in your book. Big deal. I won't worry about it, but hey, I'd like to know if I made a mistake, but in my honest opinion, there is no bullshit in the book. It's all truth based on my understandings of countless bits of information and countless real-life experiences. And, prove me wrong, but you will never be able to even contemplate that door unless you read the book, Connect the Dots Theory. You get the first 43 pages free on Google. Google it, you know? Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison. And you can see what a lot of what's involved in the book. You'll have the table of contents there, and you'll have the first 43 pages of the first chapter. The other chapters are much smaller, but regardless, you'll get an idea, you'll get a few pictures, you'll get some drawings, and you'll see things that nobody else ever in the whole face of the human race has ever bothered to explain or investigate. No one. Prove me wrong, okay? But you'll never know if you can prove me wrong or not if you don't take the time to look at it. I've got photographs there. Real life 35 millimeter photographs to which I have the, you know, for. And so I've got the proof, you know, this is all real. If you're not interested in what's invisible to the human eye but captured by the camera, or, you know, like, what do you care about? I don't get it. This is important information I put in this book. Unfortunately, I went with a horrible book company. You know, they were the cheapest round, and they cheapened my book. They ruined the damn pictures, but the pictures themselves tell the story, even if the quality was taken away. You know, the negatives I have produce crystal clear pictures, but the book company destroyed all the pictures by turning them into digital. And what can I tell you? You get what you pay for. But You know, I couldn't afford to pay $10,000 to have it done correctly. So I had to go with the cheapest thing I could find. And that's the reality of, but the pictures, even though they turned into a lesser quality than I have on my negatives and 4x6s that I enlarged, even though they ruined that to the best of their ruining ability, sad, but it's true, you'll still see amazing things that you never saw before. Pictures of hovering spacecraft, not flying spacecraft, hovering above certain locations where they were interacting with the people below. If that doesn't interest you, I don't know what the hell are you even listening to my radio show for. I mean, really, this is phenomenal stuff that I put out there already. The book's been out for, I don't know, 5-6 years. I've lost track already. But I had promised publicity, and they screwed that up too. You know, I don't want to even mention the name of the book company, but you can find out about the book. You Google it, you can find out it's on iTunes, it's on Amazon. You can pick up copies. Barnes & Noble used to carry it. I don't know if they do anymore, but it'll make you a smarter person in one night. Hey, prove me wrong. You know, it only costs like $5 to $7 to download from who you were doing, going to do business with. And then it only takes you maybe 2-3 hours, but it'll open your mind to all things that no one else has ever opened your mind to. And that was the purpose of it, to get you, the regular person, to start thinking and start understanding what's hidden, but sharing the same space with us all the time. We've got creatures on planet Earth. You know, they're invisible to the human eye because we have a limited perception with our eyes. But the camera picks up their vibrations, and these flying creatures at night leave light trails. Plus, spirit beings are picked up with the camera, because they exist in frequencies beyond our human perception. That's how invisible demons can run about freely, because they're beyond the perception. They vibrate beyond the perception of the human parameters, and that allows them to be unseen. You know? I mean, that's how it is. But if you haven't read my book, you probably know nothing about all any of this. But I explain it. It's all common sense. It's all logic. It's all reality. It's all truth. It's all perceptional truth. And, hey, if you want to be a smarter person in one night, download it and read it, and you won't be able to ignore what's there. You know, 14 chapters, only the first one is probably the biggest one. And some of the chapters are real short, you know. But I've got philosophy in there. I've got the 39 ongoing conspiracies. And, of course, there's much more than that. But I had to draw the line somewhere. And some of these conspiracies no one ever talks about, but they're there. And when you hear them mentioned, you'll understand that this is a conspiracy about what really happened here at this point in time, that point in time, and that no one ever talks about. Certainly not the media, because they're fully controlled by the elites, the negative elites. So anyhow, that's my message. To try to enlighten everybody. The dates are August 12th, August 18th, and August 21. Look it up and participate. These meditations are not what you think meditation is. Nothing like it whatsoever. And I was glad to find out. I participated in December 2023 one when we broke the ice and was finally declared that victory of the lake. And I'll be participating in these three episodes Tuesday, August 12th at 1:30 a.m., Monday, August 18th at 3:25 a.m. I'm talking Eastern Daylight Time here. And Thursday, August 21st at 5:02 a.m. I will be participating at all these events because I know the importance of participation. And that's all very important information. For those of you who are aware of the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, you might want to check out the last question and answer period by Cobra, the representative of the Galactic Com Federation. Oh, boy. And, of course, over the years, Pleiadians and other groups have come up with a communication connection thing called Command 12 : 21. You say it three times, Command 12 : 21. And you can connect with your light team. Try it. Hey, try it. If it works out, hey, call in next week and tell me that you succeeded. That's it. To communicate with the Pleiadians, you have to do it telepathically. You can't just call them up on the phone. They don't have a phone number. They probably do most of their communications telepathically. So that's how you have to contact them. They're out there in spacecraft monitoring what's going on now. And so you go to bed at night or the afternoon, whatever you want, close your eyes, lay on the bed, and it's a good way to communicate. And think, Command 12:21, Command 12:21, Command 12:21. You know, you want to be consciously thinking that, because that's how it will pick up your message. And they'll set up a team to help you connect with your light team. So it'll be a co-creation experience. I said it last week, but I'll say it again. This past July 4th marks Earth's independence from 3D. What we call physical reality. You know, the Earth is already in the fifth dimension as well as the third dimension, and it wants you to join it. Because the Earth, she loves you. That's a great song. Check it out. I wrote it and recorded it a number of years ago. It's out there on the internet. The Earth, she loves you. By Tom Edison. Yeah, that is my real name. T-O-N-E-D-I-S-O-N. Yeah. So, check it out. If you love the Earth, don't you want to find out that he or she loves you? I believe I have accurately depicted. You know what? Holographically, reality is controlled. Oh, is it really? By evil agents. That's what I've heard. To correlate, ain't no thinking. The greater DA diversity, the greater the separation. Think about that. In America, we have too much diversity already, and that creates more problems. And Europe is having those problems too now because they're getting more diversity. And if you ever heard of Mark Duke, he's a bad guy. But, I just thought I'd mention that. Because he is a bad guy. And, did I mention? Hey, this is the call on radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. You got anything important, whether it's something I'm talking about or something of your own doing, to call it? All I got to say is that you could call in if you have a phone. If you don't have a phone, I won't probably hear you. You know, even if you're outside the window of the studio here, you will not, I will not hear you. But, hey, I've given you the number to call in. Try it. See what happens. Anyhow, there is only one thing that's more important than anything else in life, and that is love. Yeah, the Beatles were correct when they said all you need is love. I think everyone got the message on that. But, you know, there are a few thunderheads out there that probably didn't get the message. So I like to repeat it every once in a while because love is the most powerful force in the universe, believe it or not. Oh, yes, it is. But you can prove me wrong. You know, this is called a radio show. If you think there's a more powerful force than love, call up and tell us all of that. Yeah, I'll listen to any story to a point, but I think most people would agree with me. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. And that's why it is mostly important to project love. Because by projecting love, you'll create an interest in love. And then more people will dedicate themselves to projecting love. You know, love begets love. And let me give everybody a little advice here. I heard when I was a child growing up from my grandmother, she said, say only nice things about people. And guess what? As life went along, eventually I found that out to be true. You know, it's much better to give people compliments than is to badmouth them. So sometimes people need to be badmouthed, whatever. The ones that are doing wrong anyhow. But if you can say something nice to somebody, don't pass up the opportunity. I mean, because human behavior has a major effect on the way things are going. And, of course, we're still living in a world too much controlled by evil entities connected to evil aliens from other worlds, connected to the evil elites. And as such, they do whatever they can to get us to do the wrong things. It's like that cartoon we've all seen. The devil whispers in one ear, do something nasty, and the angels with Rindy other. No, do something nice. And our minds, we have free will. We allow ourselves to be persuaded by one side or the other. And there's nothing better than that cartoon that displays that reality. Yet in real life, when you listen to the news, there's never any talk about spiritual intervention in situations. They want to pretend it doesn't exist, and they keep you ignorant of that fact by never mentioning it. You know, if you just listen to what's on the public news, they never talk about invisible evil demons, invisible good angels. They want to make you believe that it's all about physical reality and none of this invisible stuff actually exists. But of course, they're lying to you and deceiving you, and most people fall for it. You know, we're humans, we're gullible. We believe what we're told in most cases, and if they have a control of children from school age on, as well as controlling you from TV, with TV and all the subliminal messages there, they have pretty much full control of your thinking if you're willing to agree with everything that's what's being said. Do you realize how many stupid, violent video games are out there messing with the minds of children who like these games, you know? Promoting violence, promoting killing, promoting all kinds of evil type things, and they're all in the video game market now. All of these bad things. And that's what your children are being subjected to. And the dark side, as they're called, the cabal, the Illuminati, the dark brotherhoods, the black Nobel abilities, they're all agents of the evil ETs. They don't realize it, though. You know, they think that they're just great, but they don't understand that they're not running the world, you know, as much as the negative ETs are still running our world. Of course, they're being eliminated. But there is a question, who are we going to believe, you know? There is opposite sides of things. Like if you go to Ashley Dean, she talks about the daisy of death, which is the same symbol for the flower of life. Well, those are opposing opinions. Who the hell are you going to believe, you know? Where, I mean, in my comprehension, the flower of life seems to be a good pattern. Then we got Ashiana Dean, who's, it's not her opinion, she's like allowed herself to be the spokesperson for the whatever they call themselves, group of Elohim or whatever. You can look it up. Who does Ashiana Dean get her info from? She's a spokesperson for this group from another dimension. And they're the ones identifying the flower of life as the daisy of death. Well, these are completely opposite opinions, I mean, really. So you're going to believe, you know? You need to get some more information before you make a decision on that. And then, hey, even take the Bible. If you truly read it, you know, there's the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is strictly Jewish culture, you know, written down by the scribes. And a lot of it was made up. And a lot of the representations are wrong. Definitely wrong. And many of the Old Testament scriptures God is really being described as a false god. You're just not aware of it. First, you would have to read a book called The 12th Planet and find out about some of this stuff. Then go read the Bible, and then you'll see some of the obvious contradictions. I mean, the Old Testament, the God of the Old Testament, really doesn't correlate with the New Testament teaching of Jesus. And his mission was to, and of course, so much was taken out before they gave you this book called the Bible, world's first encyclopedia, maybe, collection of 66 books or more. And listen, I studied that book for 9 years, and I found the contradictions. Actually, one day I came home, I turned on the radio, and there was this religious station on, and mentioning something about calling in, and I called up, and I got through right away. And I said, people need to reread their Bibles, because the definitions of God in the Old Testament are contradictory to the teachings of Jesus. And if you know the teachings of Jesus, when he was asked, and it does appear in the Bible, his answer to a question, someone asked him, who is the real God? And he answers, the God of so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. Well, you go look it up yourself, okay? He mentioned 3 of the Jewish prophets that had the real connection to the real God. In other words, all the other ones didn't have a connection with the real God. They had connections with the false gods. And there were many false gods pretending to help the Jewish people. There was more than one, you know. So, at different times. So, that's some important information right there. That we need to talk the truth about this, you know. Meanwhile, first of all, what the Vatican put out there, the Roman Catholic Church, was an edited version of the real original scriptures that they have had from the beginning in the lock-in vault below the Vatican. And I might have told the story before, but I just want to remind you, you know, I did it. As an individual working out there, I had a lot of delivery jobs dealing with home customers. And this one customer out of the blue just decides to tell me one day how he was going to become a priest. And so he was in Rome and got to talk to a cardinal there. And in the conversation, talking to the cardinal explained to him, you know, the real books are down in the vault, but only the Pope and some of us cardinals get to see the original scriptures. And he was horrified. He says, you mean there's 2 sets of books? And the cardinal said, yes. And at that point, he decided he didn't want to be part of some organization that keeps separate books, where only the elite could look at the real stuff, and we have to deal with the edited stuff. Hey, it's a true story. What better than a true story? And another thing that people don't understand. People, you know, all these so-called Christians that claim to be Christians. I mean, I'm a Christian. I'm an ordained minister of Christ. But at least I understand what I'm talking about, and at least I understand the real big picture. And here's another thing that people don't understand about the Catholic Church. And this sham has been going on. Well, it started in 325 A.D., going on for a long, long time, huh? And one of the definite teachings of Jesus was let no man on earth call you Father, because we all have one Father who is the Heavenly Father, the real God. So how can you listen to a priest who allows you to call him Father and you participate in it? You're both guilty. You know? You're guilty because of your ignorance, because you didn't bother to read the teachings of Jesus. And all the priests are guilty of being against the teaching of Jesus. How can you claim to be representing Jesus when you're willing to break one of his important commandments? Did anybody ever talk about that? Well, I'm talking about it now. And that's part of the sham about the Catholic Church. No priest is to allow themselves to be called Father, because that was a teaching of Jesus. You can't call yourself a real Christian if you're allowing other people to call you Father. Well, did you ever read the Bible? How can you justify ignoring that statement? Well, I just had to say all that stuff, you know? If you really knew who Jesus was, everybody, the truth about the 100% whole truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth about Jesus, all people on earth would be followers of Jesus, Christians. But the real story is not, the whole real story is not fully being told. People are being deceived. They were deceived from the beginning of the Catholic Church up until today. Even the Christian Protestant, even they tell illogical stories that are in defiance of the teachings of Jesus. And so I just wanted to make that clear. And, it's called a radio show. You think you've got something more. I made a mistake in saying something, call in. No big deal. Another big fallacy of the world is the drug issue. You know, there are certain substances that cause certain effects. And all the psychedelics that expand human consciousness have been made illegal just about all around the world. Now, that's a conspiracy in itself, because psychedelics can make people smarter, you know, open up areas of the mind that isn't being used. And if you don't understand that, well, probably, one, you never did psychedelics, and two, you allowed yourself to be brainwashed by a fucking evil government, all governments in the world, who are against us. Meanwhile, most of them allow you to drink alcohol, which makes you the dumbest of all dumb creatures, and too much of it, that is, a little bit, to make you feel good. And they want to put people in jail for using, I on the East Coast here, I've heard some horror stories. Somebody got caught by the police with a couple of LSD tablets on him. He was persecuted by the legal system and sent to jail for 10 years. He wasn't dealing or anything. He just had it in his possession because he wanted to enjoy the trip, as it's called. Enjoy the experience. And most people do enjoy the experience. We're all tired of hearing about the whole Art Linkletter story his daughter took. And she was probably paid to say that. And she committed suicide. That's one person out of 8 billion people who had a bad trip, and they want to make an issue out of that, please. And I've seen it myself. People that were under the influence of LSD, they lost their inhibitions. They had ailments, and the ailments disappeared. But when they snapped back to reality, sober, so to speak, their ailments came back to them, which says that the mind controls more than you really believe. Plus, you know, there's, am I the only person on radio willing to talk about this? the whole thing is a sham, you know? And they don't want people to take psychedelics because it opens your mind as to how you're being controlled by an establishment that is controlled by evil, just for the sake of keeping you locked in place where you're at and depriving you of the ability to advance your intelligence. And that is sickening. You know? If all substances that changed the thinking of people were available, people would ultimately choose the good ones. And the basic three good ones is marijuana, mushrooms, and LSD. Not the fake ecstasy, and not the other fake shit that they try to substitute for it. That's it. Marijuana, mushrooms, and LSD. These are the three drugs that expand your consciousness and help break you free from the controls of government. I said it. Hey, you know, if you can relate to that, hey, it's a call-in radio show, call-in, whatever. But, you know, the most important thing is, hey, August 12th, not far away, Tuesday at 1:30 a.m., set your alarm clock, wake yourself up at midnight or something, and get ready to participate. You got to click onto the internet and go to one of the sites that's doing it live. And then you, along with millions of other people, will be participating in something that will be beneficial to mankind. And you can do that, believe me. And I'll be participating Tuesday at 1 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Those are the times I give. Forget about this UTC crap, you know, unless you live there in Greenwich, England, or Greenwich, G-R-E-E-N-W-I-C-H, Greenwich, I guess, England. Unless you live there, UTC is not beneficial to the rest of us. I prefer Eastern Daylight Time, New York City. Hey, New York is the capital of the world, whether you like it or not. And that's my final statement on that. So, what else is going to happen this week? Today is August 9th, so my next show will be August 16th. Kind of a day late to celebrate, but I'm letting everybody know now. August 15th is one of the most greatest days in the history of the human race, and for two reasons. August 15th, 1965, the Beatles changed musical performances from that point on by doing their first Shea Stadium concert. Sound levels were reached beyond that of jet airplanes. And it was the first of many grand experiments with rock and roll, where the show, there was screaming for the 28-minute show, all through it, from the beginning to the end. I mean, that was a phenomenal happening. Then on August 15th, 1969, it was the Woodstock Festival up in Bethel, New York. You know, but they still call it Woodstock, but it was in Bethel, New York, where close to 500,000 people showed up, and it was nothing but music, love, and peace for 3 days. There was no security police monitoring the situation. People behaved themselves. People did psychedelics. and everybody got along and had fun. The biggest problem was the lack of food and restroom facilities. But that was another phenomenal moment in the history of the human race. Both of those time days on August 15th. So that'll be this coming Friday. It'll be happening. And if you get a chance, you're in the New York area, you can drive up to Bethel again for that weekend starting on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There'll be another 3 days of people gathering together. And a lot of these people do psychedelics. And why not? Because that's where the intelligent connection to the bigger picture lies. Meanwhile, we're coming to the end of the show, so tell your friends to call in next week or just listen to the show, because you'll learn things here you're not going to learn anywhere else. And you should be interested in learning about what's going on. Meanwhile, I want everybody listening to participate Tuesday early morning at 1:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And you figure out your own time zone. So please do that. It costs me money every week to do the show. So it would be nice if people would subscribe to my show if you like what you heard. If you want to subscribe, go to BBS Radio. Every Saturday, look up my time, 8 Central Time, Central Daylight Time. And the name of the show is Connect the Dots. I'm the host, Tom Edison. Click on to either the name of the show at 8 p.m., Connect the Dots, Station 1, or my name, Tom Edison, on Station 1. And scroll down until you hit subscribe, and you can subscribe to my show for as little as $2.99 a month. Pennies. You can't even buy a cup of coffee anymore for $2.99 in some restaurants. So, I mean, but the coffee won't teach you anything, you know? I use this show to teach people, to wake them up. So I'd appreciate a little gratitude, those of you who have a heart. And we're going to go to the countdown now, and you'll hear lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Don't we all want to be somebody? Listen to the words. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on. south to the blue.